at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Before we continue tonight, 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brewers and the Blue Jays starting lineups for game one in this series. And to tell you all about them once again, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. The starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The Blue Jays have won 9 of their last 13 coming into tonight. They are 32-33 overall. And they lead off with Davis Schneider in left field. Spencer Horwitz is the second baseman, batting second. Batting third, the first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The cleanup hitter, the shortstop, Bo Bichette. Batting fifth, the designated hitter and the former Brewer, Daniel Vogelbach. Batting sixth in right field, George Springer. Batting seventh, the Wisconsin native in center field, Dalton Varsho. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And batting ninth is the catcher, Alejandro Kirk. Again for the Blue Jays, Schneider, Horwitz, Guerrero Jr., Bichette, Vogelbach, Springer, Varsho, Kiner-Falefa, and Kirk. And on the mound is the right-hander, Jose Berrios. For the Brewers, 38-27, first place by 6.5 games in the NL Central. They lead off with Bryce Terang at second base. Batting second is the catcher, William Contreras. Christian Yelich bats third. He's in left field. Cleanup batter is the shortstop, Willy Adames. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Reese Hoskins. Sal Frelich bats sixth. He's in center field tonight. Batting seventh and playing third base, Joey Ortiz. The first baseman batting eighth is Jake Bowers. And batting ninth in right field, Jackson Churio. Again for the Brewers, Terang, Contreras, Yelich, Adames, Hoskins, Frelich, Ortiz, Bowers, and Churio. And the right-hander, Colin Ray, is on the mound here tonight for the Brewers. The umpires in this one, Quinn Walcott at first base, Junior Valentine at second base, Ramon De Jesus at third base, and the home plate umpire is the crew chief, Adrian Johnson. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, when we return to American Family Field after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on everything for your next project today at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer, plus other great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you in part by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pumps Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbliss, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Labor's District Council. Brewers, Blue Jays, Game 1, that and a lot more when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network. 50.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you from American Family Field as we wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards and we drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors Building Wisconsin Together. Small schedule tonight across Major League Baseball. One game well on its way in the bottom of the fifth down at Tropicana Field. The Orioles lead the Rays 4-2. They're wrapping up that series between those two teams. Top of the third in Minnesota. No score between the Rockies and the Twins. Yankees are in Kansas City tonight. That game getting underway at the same time as ours. And later on tonight, Oakland's at San Diego. The White Sox in Seattle. And the Astros out west taking on San Francisco. Colin Ray going through his warm-up tosses. Good to be back back home here at American Family Field for this six-game homestand with the Blue Jays and the Reds. And with the play-by-play of tonight's game, here is Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And this broadcast once again is authorized by the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. It is intended solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or other use without the expressed written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club is prohibited. Brought to you by Boucher and the Boucher Automotive Group. Colin Rain trying to win his fifth of the year. Throw to second base by Contreras. Who else? And Davis Schneider will lead things off for Toronto. Spencer Horowitz will follow, and then Vladdy Jr. Schneider stands in. We are set to go. Colin Ray opens with a fastball missing outside. We're underway. Ready to work. Coming back, 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Still room for you. Roof is closed tonight. Colin Ray set to work. Here it is. Swing and a pop-up. On the infield, foul territory. Right alongside the Brewers' dugout. Powers is there for an easy play. There's one up and one down. Spencer Horowitz, Blue Jays second baseman, is in there now. Colin Ray all set to work. And the pitch. It is a little bit high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Colin Ray in his 13th appearance on the year, his 11th as a starter, deals again in there that time, and it's even. One ball and one strike on Horowitz. 167 without a home run or run batted in yet. Colin Ray deals again, missed down low and away, and it's two balls and a strike. Ray trying to win his fifth of the year. And the pitch. Line to left. That's going to be a fair ball and extra bases into the corner. Yelich runs it down. Horowitz with a double with one down. That one just inside the left field line. Here's Vladdy Jr. Guerrero. 292, 7 home runs, and 30 driven in. It carries over. Vladdy Sr. and Jr. Yep. Now the stretch. And the pitch to him right in there, and it's 0-1 with a slider. Sitting down low and away in the pitch. Right there, he hit it. And it's two quick strikes on Guerrero. Bo Bichette is due next. Another familiar name around here. And the pitch. Jam job hit foul against the wire, and it's still nothing in two. Remember Dante Bichette? Absolutely. The stretch. Here comes Colin Ray, and he missed outside. Not by much. Ball one and strike two on the right-handed batting. Vladdy Jr. Colin Colin Rahal set to work again. Here it is, down low and away, and Contreras had the backhand that one. Two balls and two strikes now. Contreras, new sign. Colin Rahal set the pitch, and he missed again down low. He's not missing by much, but they're missing. Adrian Johnson calling the balls and strikes tonight. Ready to work. Here it is. Bouncer hit to short. There's going to be a play at third base, and they got him. Spencer Horwitz, once he took that initial step, he was done. That was a slowly hit ground ball right at Adamas. And the play to Joey Ortiz in plenty of time. Second out in the inning. Put Guerrero aboard with a fielder's choice. And here is Bo Bichette. 239 with four home runs. 27 driven in for him. And the pitch right in there. Strike one called. Blue Jays are in for three. New sign, Colin Ray ready, and here it is. It dropped a little bit low on a breaking ball. Even at one and one, Daniel Vogelbach is due next. Colin Ray all set. Here he comes again. Jam job, hit foul to right. It'll make the seats. Nice one-handed grab down there by somebody. Oh, that's Chorio. No, I'm kidding. The stretch. 1-2 pitch. And he missed outside. Colin Ray thought he had the outside corner. Not so for Adrian Johnson. Could have been and should have been. Now the stretch and the 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Bouncer hit foul up along the first base side. And we'll do it again. Come on out tonight, folks. Club back home. Blue Jays and the Cincinnati Reds are in. Ray deals, hit to right, and going to be playable and caught by Chorio in the right field corner to end the inning. They get nothing on a base hit, and a runner left. One half complete, Blue Jays nothing, Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps of pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20 just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Oh, Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Bryce Terang is in there to lead things off. And Berrios deals off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Jose Berrios, 5-4 on the year for the Blue Jays. Deals a strike that time. Even at 1-1 now. Quick trip around the bases presented by Mars. Tonight's contestant, Peggy Ann Truxell from Eden, Wisconsin. Spring training home of Jim Gantner. Swinging a liner, caught with a leaping grab by Guerrero. Took a base hit. Maybe a double away from Terang. One up and one down. Here's Contreras. Still hot, 309 with 8 home runs and 46 driven in. And the pitch. It is just off the outside and again, close, but no score.
That took a double away at least. I think if that gets in the corner with Terang, it might have even been worth three.
Three-bagger. Breaking ball drops a little bit low on Contreras. 8 home runs for him with 46 driven in. Barrios deals again. That's outside. I'll tell you what, they're close. But Adrian Johnson is both ways tonight. Some close pitches for Colin Ray in the opening part of the inning. But he's working the same way. Swinging a fly ball foul upstairs right above us. Three balls and a strike now. Christian Yelich, due next. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to third. Falefa throws him out. Nice play, ranging to his left. Two are up, two are down. Here's Christian Yelich. First pitch of Brewers baseball every night, brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field. Find Carbless right here inside the ballpark. Carbless, less is more. Yelich, 324 with 6 home runs. Low fastball, it's one ball and no strikes. 29 driven in for Yelich. Baseball brought to you in part by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste. Only 96 calories. You know what time that is, Miller time. Low one inside now on Christian, 2-0. Willie Adames is due next. And the pitch. Hit to left. Deep. Warning track. Playable. Caught by Schneider and the inning is over. Playing Christian to go that way and he caught it. Three up and three down. The second is coming up. Blue Jays and the Brewers. Nothing, nothing. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. You got the time. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated Tri-Clean Gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier Tri-Clean Gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Daniel Vogelbeck will lead things off for Toronto. And Colin Ray is all set to work. Opening pitch, good for a strike on the inside corner, and it's nothing and one on the former Brewer. Done a little traveling since his Brewer days. And the pitch. Hit in the air and foul up along the first base side. Nothing and two on Daniel.
His mannerisms in the box have not changed.
No.
Same guy.
From the stretch, down low and inside, backed him away. His last club was the Phillies. Was he with Philadelphia?
He was with the Mets, I know, and
no,
before
the Mets.
That, Pittsburgh.
Nope. It was the Mets in Pittsburgh, yep. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to first. Bowers with Colin Ray covering. Just like here. He's one of our guys, Daniel Vogelbeck. Did he hit the pinch hit home run?
Yeah. The Grand Slam
Grand
against
Slammer.
The Cardinals.
That's what it was, yeah. That's what it was. George Springer is the batter now. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss. 203 for Springer with five home runs and 13 driven in.
They sent it out to right field.
Right field, that's where it was, yep. And the pitch. Strike two, looking that time. Is that on a Sunday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe that's correct. It was a day game, I know that.
Colin Ray is all set to work. Here he comes again. Springer is swinging a miss again. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. The difference being two outs now. Dalton Varsho is the batter. Nothing game. We're in the second. Colin Ray deals, and he's right in there, right down the middle, and it's 0-1. Marshall's sitting on 10 home runs. 31 driven in for him. And the pitch. Low and away, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Outfield around towards right for the left-handed batting. Dalton Varsho in the pitch. Bouncer back up the middle and picked by Bryce Tarang. That's the end of the second for the Blue Jays. Three up and three down. Inning and a half complete now. Still nothing on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Willie Adames in the number four slot today. Jose Barrios is all set and deals a strike, and it's 0-1. Clean up any home damage with loyal family from South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it, folks. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations. The pitch. Willie hit it foul to the Toronto dugout. They'll do a free inspection today or tomorrow. Two strikes on the Brewers' shortstop. Hoskins is next. And then Sal Frelick. Barrios deals jam job ground ball. Hit back up the middle and bottled by Bichette. I think Adames would have beat it out anyway. Infield single for him. One on. Here's Hoskins doing the DH work today. Baseball brought to you in part by Usinger's. Great tasting sausage, great tasting cheese, they've got it all. Pine River cheese, if you will. A little aged Asiago and fresh Usinger brat. Yep, that's the way we do it. Barrios deals and he's a little bit low and it's one ball and no strikes. Fastball at 93 from the Blue Jays right-hander. Hoskins waiting and the pitch to him. Low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. First of three against Toronto. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Low and away, it's 3-0. Have you been to Toronto on one of the road trips? You have?
Yeah, right? Twice. I went with the club in 2017, and then we were back there last year as well.
So now, and it did not used to be this way, swing and a miss, had the green light, 3-0. You need a passport.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it used to be. Driver's license was good enough.
Yeah.
Years ago. Not anymore to get to Canada. And the pitch. Hit foul. Jean-Jacques Smythe, one of our friends from Montreal.
years ago. Yeah, I remember that.
He just got inducted into the Canadian Sportswriter Hall of Fame a few years ago.
Smythe?
Mm-hmm.
Three balls, two strikes. Longtime writer in Montreal. Caused a big ruckus up there quite a while ago. Tried to play Little League baseball at 44 years old. Three balls, two strikes. Berrios. Check of the runner at first. There goes Willie Adames, and the throw is going to be into center field. And Willie Adames will wind up with a stolen base, and he will hold at second. No chance to move on. But another stolen base for the Crew. That's number 87 on the year.
What position was he trying to play?
He was a DH, and they do not have DHs in Canadian Little League.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it was a problem for him.
You would have thought a man that was a journalist would research that before trying.
Exactly. And the pitch. Still serving time. Delta Dental stolen base for Willie Adames. Berrios deals again, a swing and a foul into the glove of Kirk. No score, nothing, nothing. We're in the second. Ready to work. Here it is. That one, a good rip and a foul back by Sal. Ball one and strike two. Brewers center fielder tonight. From the stretch. Here it is. Down low and inside. Two balls and two strikes now.
When was the first time you met Jean-Jacques Smythe?
I think at that time, Lane, I think Jim Powell was working.
Right.
So it was a while ago. And the pitch, dropping down low and outside with a changeup.
Really, it was Jim that met him initially,
I
right?
I think first, yeah. He did. Yep. And Dan Larea with tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ball three, strike two on Sal Frelick. From the stretch, here it is. And he popped it up. That was another changeup. And going to be Bo Bichette with a catch. Here's Joey Ortiz. Ortiz is solid 284 with 5 home runs and 23 driven in. Barrios ready and delivers low and away with a fastball that time at 94. Yeah, we have, I think, I don't know, maybe someday we have a little extra time. Some of those old tapes, pregame shows and stuff. And the pitch, bouncer back up the middle and going to be picked by Bichette. And he throws him out with a nice play. Took an RBI away from Ortiz. Base hit on the infield and a runner stranded. We've completed two now. Opening game against Toronto. Nothing, nothing on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Third is on, so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa leads off for Toronto and takes the first pitch strike from Colin Ray. It's 0-1. Kiner-Falefa, the former Yankee, former Texas Ranger. One pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's nothing in two. 8-9-1 for the Blue Jays here in the third. Kiner-Falefa, then Kirk, and then Schneider. Scheduled to hit against Ray in a 0-0 ball game. Ray brings home the 0-2 pitch, and this is hit in the air. Shallow right field. Drifting out onto the grass is the second baseman, Terang, to make the catch for the first out. One away now for Alejandro Kirk. Hey, you had a lot of fun over the years going to both Toronto and Montreal. Toronto a lot when the Brewers were in the American League, and then when they made the switch over to the National League, you got a chance to go to Quebec a little bit, too.
That was...
First pitch to Kirk is fouled back and out of play.
Trying to remember the name of the hotel that we stayed in Montreal. And the ballpark, which was really deteriorating at the time, didn't they have the Olympics there?
Yeah.
84 or 85, something like that.
A one pitch is outside to Kirk, and it's one ball and one strike. The Olympic Stadium, we went there in 2019. 76.
That's when it was, yep.
Kirk uses his timeout here. One ball and one strike against the Blue Jays catcher. And the 1-1. Missed down and away, 2-1. When we went there in 2019, it was my first time being in Montreal. I'd been to Toronto already at that point in time. I was really struck by how French it was in Montreal. The 2-1. Hit high and deep down the left field line, and that is gone. Alejandro Kirk with his second home run of the season, and the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead. That ball got up and out of here in a hurry. 405 feet off the bat of Alejandro Kirk. And the Blue Jays strike with one out here in the top of the third. And that'll get Davis Schneider to the plate for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Parc Olympique.
Yeah.
If you weren't versed in French, you had a tough time in Montreal.
That's what I discovered in 2019 when we were there. I had always heard it was bilingual, right? You could speak either English or French. Schneider skies one foul and out of play down the right field line. It's 0-1. But I found that it was like 90 to 10 French to English.
There's a lot of basement shopping in Montreal, too. A lot of underground stores.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Schneider popped up in foul territory his first time up. And he takes a little bit low with a sinker. And it's one ball and one strike.
It was a city, though.
Yeah, it was a neat city. Oh, I really enjoyed the couple of days that we were there playing the Blue Jays in an exhibition series. This is hit pretty well out to right center field. Frelick back on it, onto the edge of the warning track to make the catch. And there's two down in the inning now for Spencer Horwitz. Yeah, there's a lot to see in Montreal. We were there late March, so it was still plenty cold.
Great city, though. I enjoyed the few times that I was up there and doing the games. It was neat.
Here's Horwitz, who doubled back in the first, and first pitch swing, he fouls it back over near the Brewers on deck circle. It's 0-1. You would have only gone there a couple of times, probably, right? Before they switched to the nation's capital?
Exactly.
0-1. Missed outside, 1-1.
We had an incident there with one of our former players here, George Scott, who at that time...
1-1 pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-2.
Was making a decent dollar playing baseball and always had his baggage carried and tipped the waiters and whoever pretty good all the time. So we go to the airport there, and one of the people working in the airport told George he had to take his bag himself.
1-2 pitch to Horwitz, and a called third strike, and I can't wait to hear the end of this story.
The guard at the airport told George he had to carry his own bag. George told him, I don't carry my bag. The guy said, if you don't carry a bag, it stays here. It stayed there. His clothes that were in there, everything was gone.
Well, to each their own.
He said, Boomer don't carry his own bag.
We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Blue Jays on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Show little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Jake Bowers and a swinging strike against Jose Berríos. And Berríos, 0-1 pitch, is hit foul back into the net. It's quickly 0-2 on Bowers. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. And our contestant is Vicky Cattell from West Bend. Vicky will win a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. The pitch, line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Jake Bowers. So Bowers reaches, and the Brewers have their leadoff man aboard for the second consecutive inning. Bowers on in front of Jackson Churio. Jackson. Watson, batting average sitting at 217, six home runs, 21 driven in. Went 3-for-12 on the recently completed road trip. And he checks on a curveball that catches the low outside corner. And it's 0-1 on Churio. He had the big swing on Saturday in Detroit that gave the Brewers the lead for good. A one pitch came inside, nearly hit him. Churio was able to just get out of the way in time. It's one ball and one strike on Jackson. Looked like a changeup that ran in, and it missed him by millimeters. Rios out of the stretch. The 1-1 pitch is a chopper foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-2. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Churio back in there. As Barrios looks into him. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, hit foul at the third baseline. That was that curveball again from Barrios. It's a very good pitch. And Jackson able to at least get a piece of it and spoil it. And make Barrios at least throw one more pitch in this at bat. Bowers gets his lead from first. And Barrios 1-2, way outside with a curveball. And it's two balls and two strikes on Churio. Gorgeous day today in Milwaukee. Roof is closed, though, as the temps cool down into the low 60s by first pitch and probably on down below that as the game goes along. Bowers was leaning towards second, and they picked him off. Bowers took two steps towards second base and then started to go back, but it was too much, and Barrios able to spin and throw to first and pick him off. So now one out, nobody on, and a 2-2 count here on Churio. A 1-0 Blue Jays lead, bottom of the third inning. The pitch, breaking ball, hammered out towards left. Going back is Schneider, onto the track, well gone! Jackson Churio, his 7th home run of the season, and it ties this game at 1. Sent it into the Brewers' bullpen in left center. And Churio starting to heat up at the bottom of this Brewers lineup. The confidence for Churio continuing to climb. He kept seeing that curveball. Barrios kept breaking it off to him and finally hung one. And Churio did not miss it. And now here's Bryce Terang with one out and nobody on. And now time is called. By home plate umpire Adrian Johnson. And now we are able to resume. Barrios brings home the first pitch to Terang. And that is fouled out of play. Third base side, it's 0-1. The 12th home run of the season given up by Barrios, and it means another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. A 1, swing and a miss at the changeup down and away, and it's 0-2. Time called by Terang. You wish the pickoff play wouldn't have happened. It would have been worth a two-run blast, but Brewers will take the solo shot from Churio in a tie ball game here. 0-2, Terang reaches out and flips it foul behind home plate. It was a fastball away at 93, but Bryce decided to foul it off and make sure he stays alive. Terang lined out to Guerrero back in the first inning in his first at-bat. 0-2 pitch, down in the dirt with that curveball. One ball and two strikes on Terang. Contreras awaits in the on-deck circle. 1-2. Bryce, a ground ball on the left side. Gobbled up on the forehand by Kiner Falefa. Spins and throws to first and retires Terang. Kiner Falefa has been a very good defensive third baseman. He initially came up in the Rangers system as a catcher. They moved him to third, found his way to New York. He's turned out to be a nice defensive infielder. Made a nice play there on the forehand. And there's two down for Contreras. Barrios kicks and delivers and missed down and away. It's 1-0. Add a Sal Frelick Brewers bobblehead to your collection at this Saturday's game against the Reds, courtesy of Toyota. First 30,000 fans through the gates take home the bobble. Get yours now at brewers.com/giveaways. 1-0 is down and away. It's two balls and no strikes here on Contreras. William grounded out to Kiner Falefa back in the first. 0-for-1 so far here tonight. For the former All-Star that looks to be one again in 2024. 2-0 pitch, he was taking all the way, and a generous strike call given to Barrios. Curveball that looked like it might have missed down, but Adrian Johnson gave him the benefit of the call. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a changeup. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Contreras. Barrios up to 46 pitches. And the 2-2. Chopped foul up the third baseline. We'll do it again. Told you in the pregame show that Barrios has been a workhorse in terms of eating innings this year for the Blue Jays. He's over 80 innings coming into the start tonight. 2-2. Fly ball fouling out of play first base side. He had one to hit there. A fastball pretty much down the middle at 94, and Contreras fouled it off. 13 starts for Barrios coming into tonight's 14th start of the year. And 11 of those 13, he went at least 6 innings. A swing and a miss and a changeup down and away for Contreras. He strikes out and the inning is over. But the Brewers tied up on the solo blast by Jackson Churiel. It's 1-1 as we head to the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Ah, tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. You got the time. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Ah, tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A 1-1 ball game as we head to the fourth inning here at American Family Field, Brewers and Blue Jays. Game one of this three-game series, game one of this six-game homestand. Reds come to town after an off day on Thursday. That'll be a big series with Cincinnati. They're playing very good baseball. Coming into that series, depending on what they do here at the beginning of this week, but they took that series from the Cubs over the weekend. First pitch to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is in there for a strike by Colin Ray. It's 0-1. The Blue Jays have been playing very good baseball themselves coming into tonight. Breaking ball, and the bat flies out of the hands of Guerrero Jr., and it sticks in the net above the Blue Jays' dugout. It is probably a good 15 feet in the air, stuck in the net above the Blue Jays' dugout. It's an 0-2 count on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but they say you see something you've never seen all the time in this game. You never know what you might see when you come.